At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The last thing they saw was someone they trusted. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
People get so caught up in this to the point of we're seeing his jacket that he was wearing now sold out at many outlets with which it was sold. We're seeing people making T-shirts and things online and selling them. I mean, Amazon has shut down several stores now where people were creating their own merch for this, celebrating what this guy was representing. That's more than you know, just the, oh, well, I kind of get it. And you walk away going, well, that's horrible, but I kind of, like, I'm going to get merch for this. That's like another level of celebrating this, where you're like going to like wear the same stuff he was wearing in solitude with him.
Yeah. In other words, you're celebrating and supporting capitalism.
Yeah.
By someone who's actually anti-capitalistic. And, no. And here's what I think the media did a really poor job as well on this case, which allowed people to kind of celebrate, because even the way we're talking about it, he was anti-establishment. He's going after, you know, this figurehead of this company, and that's what he was doing. Well, let's look at his behavior for a second. I don't think that's what he did at all.
How so?
So again, Robinson conjecture from the data points we have. So he leaves handwritten, or he etched things on casings.
Yeah.
That is a look at me moment.
Yep.
He handcrafts or 3D prints a gun that he holds on to. That's a look at me moment. He does a lot of things and that are look at me. Mm-hmm. His arc, from what we've seen from people talking about him, he's valedictorian. He's the whiz kid. He's got all these things of him being the center of attention. I've had psychiatrist friends of mine that said this was an ego moment. I mean, I don't think anyone doubts that the things he was doing was look at me, look at me, look at me. That smile, the flirting with that individual at the hostel, that's an ego moment. If he was actually on mission to do a mission, he would have been about the mission and not about look at me. Mm-hmm. Not leaving a backpack with Monopoly money in it. Look at me. So there's a lot of ego being driven by his life arc, all right? Because from his data points, he's leaving. Now, I thought about this in the last 24 hours. So let's do our thought experiment here. Here's someone who's 26 years old. He has what we've heard is a bad back injury.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that may not have required surgery. We don't know all the details, but a bad back injury. And people are saying that because he had this bad back injury, he's 26 years old, off his parents' insurance policy, he's going to get back at the man. All right. So if you have parents like his parents that are as wealthy as they are, that have as much money and resources as they have, that closest of the family is what it was until I just learned this morning that the mother had put out a missing person report on the son about 6 months ago. Wouldn't you, as a parent with that kind of resource, not worry about the life, the health insurance you had for your kid? Would you not take care of that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that was it. So if you had resources in your parents that could have actually mitigated that problem for you personally, what was this about? If it wasn't about this personally for you, what was it about? Mm-hmm. The only other data we have is ego. And then you capitalize, when did this all transpire? It all happened. This shift in his life where he went from 0 to 100 happened on this Hawaii. Something was going on in Hawaii. He goes to Hawaii, falls off the grid. His parents put out a missing person thing. And then on Jesse Waters' show on Fox the other night, he interviewed this kid's roommate. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about the Ted Kaczynski book, that the book club that he read, and he's quoting in his manifesto that he left behind mm-hmm. for his ego. Mm-hmm. And in that, he's talking about all these things that were all about getting back to the system, all this. And what interesting came out was the roommate said, I gave him that idea. And Waters like, it wasn't his idea? No, that was my idea. I thought it'd be a good idea to read this book. And he goes, oh yeah, our book club read all these kinds of books that are kind of socialist, anti-capitalist kind of books. Mm-hmm. Huh. So you had a group of people that are talking about anti-capitalism. He's got an instance in his life that is demonstrating how the system's failing. And he's now kind of fallen off the grid, no longer having I love me moments. I don't know. And he kept the gun, and he was on a laptop when they found him in the McDonald's. And again, why are you in a McDonald's if you're trying to be hidden?
Yeah.
In my mind, he's battling between trying to say, look at me, maybe even looking at himself and what they're doing online, and trying to remain hidden. And for what purpose? I haven't heard anyone else say it though. Why hold on to that gun? You and I have every single case you and I have covered. The first thing the murderer does is get rid of the murder weapon, mm-hmm. especially if it's a 3D printed gun. You just make another one.
Yeah.
He's going to do it again. As soon as his notoriety started falling out, mm-hmm. do you not think he was going to do it? Especially since it doesn't look like it was personal against this guy. It was against the symbol. This kid's all about symbols.
Yeah.
He's got lots of symbols all around him, the symbols that keep directing people back to him. So my conjecture on this, pure conjecture, is that this was an ego-driven moment, driven by a life arc of ego. Something happened. I had another doctor mention that he was curious about the pain meds he might have been on for his back as well. That might have been exasperating any kind of chemical imbalances in his brain. He had a bunch of people that are not necessarily anarchists, but are book study guys that are talking about all these things that are anti-capitalism. I don't know. That's what I'm seeing on this.
I'm wondering, you know, if this is a young guy, again, like you were saying, you know, he just, you know, he's a graduate student, but very much, I don't think lived much of life in the world or experienced what it's like to be an adult. Especially if you're on your parents' insurance, like right up until now, you haven't experienced much of life. And if you were, and again, this is just my conjecture and my speculation. If you're kind of a snowflake, if you're kind of sheltered most of your life and suddenly you're seeing the harsh reality of what the world is and you're already kind of imbalanced and easy enough to be influenced to go down one of these roads and extremely egotistical, narcissistic. It seems like an extremely narcissistic snowflake that was finally exposed to the world and thought that they were going to show, they were going to do justice. They're going to do what nobody else did. And nobody else has done it because that's insane. And there's ways of dealing with the stuff other than that. But as I say to so many things, young and dumb, I think that played a big role in all of this with the other factors that he felt justified in.
I mean, you can, you know, again, doing the empathy here where we're putting ourselves in their shoes. So I'm imagining here I am, I'm in a book study, we're talking about this book, and you're sitting around a bunch of people that are validating each other, mm-hmm. and him saying, or someone saying, man, someone ought to just take out these CEOs and do something about it. And them all sitting around saying, yeah, man, someone should do it. And he's like, I'll do it. Yeah. And they're like, oh, man, you're the man. So again, probably not. Robin likes to go way out on a limb on some of the conjecture here, but you can imagine that kind of scenario building out with someone like you're saying, with that kind of background and a zero problem solving skill set and no life experience, falling off the grid from his parents, who seemingly before this, you know, might have been a good positive influence in his life and other people in his life, because people are saying they liked him.
Yeah.
Unhappy people don't do bad things. Mm-hmm. And he didn't seem unhappy until he went to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Something happened in that time frame. So that's where, as investigators, I'm going to be zeroing in. I'm going to be establishing that baseline and arc in his life and see where we went sideways.
How concerned are you about copycats with something like this?
Yeah.
There's shootings all the time. And, you know, yes, we do have copycat things, but it's rare to see like I said, a good chunk of the general public being rah-rah about this, looking at the guy as Robin Hood. I'm honestly surprised we haven't seen more of this sort of stuff going on, but sometimes when the floodgates open, they open. And I'm wondering if this is beginning, you know, to open up that floodgate of pitchfork-wielding people that are going to try and take matters into their own hands since the system has failed them.
I am concerned on copycats on this one. A mitigator of that would be how the press is covering it. Mm-hmm. You know, they need to not celebrate him. And people that are celebrating him and idolizing him need to be shut down and not propagated through social media. The thing that is on the positive side of this is the population that is celebrating him, that would be the copycats, are the wound collectors, are the victims, you know, the ones that see themselves as victims. They are mm-hmm. generally not good, healthy problem solvers. And so they actually are, they, a lot of times those people fear the start, I call it. And so the start would be taking action to do something so radical, so drastic. One of the reasons why this type of group celebrates someone like him, because they don't have a lot of courage to do it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have the threat of the copycat because of the celebrity notoriety he's getting, but the types of people that would do it generally are afraid of doing that kind of action. So I'm hopeful, but as long as the media keeps from celebrating him and highlighting these people that are celebrating him, I'm hoping that part of it will stamp down and people come out and say, listen, this was horrendous. And portray, because remember, look where all the attention is. You and I talk about this all the time too. It's all on the criminal.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the victim. Let's mm-hmm. talk about his family. Let's talk about, you know, the lives that have been destroyed by him. And I've heard this guy's a self-made guy. Mm-hmm. He did a lot of good things in his community. He was a great person.
Yeah.
No one's talking about him, barely at all, like this. They're all talking about this idiot
mm-hmm.
that murdered someone. So let's shift from the perpetrator of heinous things, and let's get on to the victim, the family, and all the other people that are impacted by this.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I think, will also help the copycats from not arising.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial-free, with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really gotta check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes, too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.